Hello and welcome to Newmount Calvary's podcast. I am Pastor Sanja Dawson and I am the honored leader, senior leader, I should say, because we have a lot of leaders here at Newmount Calvary, senior leader of the Newmount Calvary Missionary Baptist Church in Los Angeles, California. And you are listening to our official podcast. This is it, our official podcast. And this is something that we have relaunched within the last few weeks, because there are a lot of people, including myself, who enjoy listening to audio content. And we are here in this space to encourage you, to motivate you, to challenge you, or I should say us, and to grow. That's our church vision, is that we are a growing church. We are growing in the word, we are growing in our worship, and we are growing in our witness. And in today's episode, I am excited to introduce one of our associate ministers who I have had the pleasure to watch grow over the last several years as part of our church family. She is Minister Latasha Morrison, and she serves here in numerous capacities. Right now, she's helping me a lot with the Bible teaching. She's getting ready to take over my weekly Bible study along with Minister Bronington Thomas. Before that, she was co-teaching with me, but now she's going to be doing a little bit more. She's worked with our youth. She works with our prayer team, and she is a graduate of Azusa Pacific University, where she completed her master's level work in theology, and now she is working on a doctorate. Woohoo! At Fuller Theological Seminary. I'm surrounded by some smart folks, and I plan to have them all work hard. So she is working on her doctorate, going to also be helping us with some leadership after the pandemic. We're going to be talking about how the church has to respond to this new post-quarantine era. But that's enough of an introduction. The reason she's here today, we're going to have this conversation, is because she is a part of the authors, or the writers, I should say, of Newmount Calvary members who wrote books during a pandemic. As I shared in the previous episode with Sister Richburg, you know, a lot of us went into the pandemic or went into the quarantine, and our prayer was that we would not come out the same, that we would accomplish something. We didn't know when we were going to have another time, have a year at home to focus and kind of miss it a little bit. But nevertheless, Minister Morrison, you did it. Welcome to our podcast.
Thank you, Pastor Dawson. I'm excited to be on here. Thank you for the opportunity and the invitation to come and share a little bit about my story and writing the book. I'm honored to be here with you and joining in on this conversation.
Thank you. So I've told them a lot about you as far as your academics and your ministry experience, but you're more than just church. So tell our listeners about Minister Morrison.
Believe it or not, I love to have fun. I enjoy laughter. I know many people may see me in person and know that I'm such a quiet and reserved person, but I laugh a lot. I like to have fun. I have a wonderful godson who is currently 7 years old that I absolutely adore and love. I have both of my parents. And I'm just Tasha. That's one of the things that I've always said about myself, regardless of the different accolades or the academic achievements. At the end of the day, I'm Tasha. I love God and I love serving him and his people.
So now you wrote a book. You went into the quarantine. And how did that happen?
I've been wanting to write a book for several years. And during the quarantine, I had the time to sit down and actually get it done. I didn't have to go to work every single day. I was afforded the opportunity to work from home either for 3 to 4 days a week. And that opened up my schedule a little bit. And it was just time for me to get it done. God had been telling me for a long time, write the book. People have confirmed it. And I just needed to step out on faith, trust that he's given me the material, trust that he's already told me what to say, and be obedient.
I was listening to what you were saying as far as stepping out on faith and trusting God. You felt this was like an assignment. You felt God really telling you to write this book.
Yes.
Yeah. And tell us the name of the book.
So the name of the book is Be Bold, 5 Tools to Boost Your Self-Confidence and Be Who God Has Called You to Be.
That's a long title.
It is. I'm a student. I'm a seminarian.
Be Bold.
5 tools to boost.
And then you gave us 5 tools to boost your self-confidence. Now, mm-hmm. I read the book. I had the pleasure to read the book. And what I liked about the book was that it was very practical, very straightforward. And it gave me something to do. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times people, especially when you're writing what they consider kind of like self-help books, in a sense, it just tells you all these various things. But this mm-hmm. gave me action steps. And I like the fact that it was rooted in scripture. In mm-hmm. fact, you said either in the introduction, I believe it was in the introduction, you said how you let them know up front that everything I'm telling you, these 5 tools to build your self-confidence, you can find in the Word of God. Why did you find the need to say that? And especially at the very beginning.
Because I think it's important for us to understand that we're not two different people. Mm-hmm. That at the end of the day, while I am human, I'm a believer first and mm-hmm. foremost. And it's important for me to let people know that you don't have to have 2 separate lives. I can be bold and I can have the confidence that I need to do whatever it is that God has called me to do, knowing that God called me to do it and that God has given me the strength and everything that I need. And it's important, again, for us to understand that a lot of the things that we want to do, we can find the support that we need in scripture. I don't have to separate myself.
There's not a dichotomy.
Right.
And so that for me, as a person of faith, I'm looking for the scriptural support mm-hmm. all the time. And so when you led with that, and say, hey, I got 5 tools, because everybody got 7 ways you can do this, and 10 right. ways you can do that, 9 ways you can. So that for me was distinguished what you mm-hmm. were saying, to say I have these tools and then I'm basing them in scripture. And then I also noticed that you focused on one thing, which is self-confidence.
Yes.
Why was that?
Because I'm in school, I read a lot of books that have so many different ideas. And those ideas can get lost. By the time I'm on page 100, I probably forgot about what the author said in page 1 or 2. So I wanted to key in on what's important. I wanted to focus. I know Pastor Lonnie Dawson used to always say, keep the main thing the main thing. So that was my goal in writing this book, to get straight to the point, be straightforward, and focus in on being self-confident.
And I think that was good. You went deep instead of wide, mm-hmm. meaning that you drilled down on one particular issue. And it's a very important issue, because a lot of people, and even people in the public eye, struggle with self-confidence. Did you find that to be the case?
I struggle with self-confidence.
Okay.
So that's what. It's very personal for me. Okay. I believe that many of us may know how to put on a good face, right? We know how to show up and we look good doing it. But do we really believe in who God has called us to be? Mm-hmm. Do we really, really believe that enough to step up, like you said, in the sermon, step up and step out? And I have struggled for years with that. And it's not just because I'm an introvert, but it's because I had to process who I was. Mm-hmm. Who has God called me to be? Who does God say that I am? And once I tap into that, I'm able to be bold and speak up. Once I'm comfortable in who mm-hmm. God has called me to be, right. then that's when I can step up.
But does that happen overnight?
No, it's a process. It's definitely not something that happens overnight for me. It's still a process.
Yeah.
I will still shelter back in my little comfort zone
yeah.
and not say anything. But it's something that you have to intentionally work on every single day. Like, for instance, in one of the first chapter, I said, practice self-love. Mm-hmm. Look yourself in the mirror every single day and say something positive about yourself.
Yeah.
That's a daily thing.
That's a really good thing too. Mm-hmm. And I like that you wrote affirmations, but they were scriptures. Right. Because you hear a lot of people saying, you know, speak these affirmations, and they write these long affirmations, and that's nice, but that's not the word of God. It's right. Nice. So yours were scripturally based. Now, I'm not giving away what's in the book because I want people to buy this book from you.
Right.
But I'm going to give them a little bit. So I really did like that first part about the affirmations and the doing something for yourself. To love yourself every day, no matter what that is, and making time for it.
Right.
You know, I know for myself, I get so busy that things I want to do for myself, I put it at the very bottom of the list.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the very bottom of the list. And it's like, no, you have to love yourself enough to do something for yourself every single day. So that was really encouraging. But there are four other tools that are in the book that you can get. Now, how do we get the book? How does somebody get the book?
The book is currently available on Amazon. So you would go to amazon.com. It is an ebook. I wanted to do that to just make it easy for all of us to get the material and to read it. And again, something that the word that keeps coming up is practical. I wanted it to be practically available to everyone, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't want anyone to miss out on the opportunity to get the book. So it is available on amazon.com.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, I would hope the folks would go to Amazon and download the ebook like I did to be encouraged and to be motivated. So I've asked you about the book, but we may have some people listening who are have that same desire. You know, they want to write a book and they kind of want to know, what are the steps? How did you get published? Walk us through that process.
So for me, I self-published, meaning okay. I did all of the work myself. So I wrote out the entire manuscript. I edited it myself, and I went through Amazon's publishing company. So it's KDP, Kindle Direct Publishing. Signed up there on Amazon and published the book from there. It was a very simple and easy process for me. The hardest part was just the writing.
That's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
That because sometimes you'll think that it's the publishing that's hard, finding a publisher and an editor. I mean, you're in a doctorate program, so you may have a few more skills. But for, you know, sometimes people have to hire editors.
Right.
In your case, you were able to edit and then publish it yourself by signing up through Amazon.
Now, the next book will probably have to go through that lengthy process. But again, this was just for me to get my feet wet and get it out there.
And that's another piece, is that when you do something, you know, at first, and then when you get ready to do it again, that builds your confidence.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one of the members, Brother Tidwell, was telling me about muscle memory.
Right.
Like when you exercise and you do training too. Your muscles remember.
Yes.
You know, what you did before. So mm-hmm. getting your feet wet, starting small and right. then moving up, you know, you'll feel more comfortable. So that leads me to the next question. What's next for Minister Morrison, the author?
Minister Morrison, the author, I do plan on writing another book. Mm-hmm. I'm in this interesting period in my personal life dealing with trust and facing the unknown and being mm-hmm. afraid. And so I want to tap into that a little bit in my next book on how do you face the unknown? How do you step out there and do what God is calling you to do? And again, it'll be something practical. I'm all for the practical because I want us all to be able to walk away and at least do something either the next day or the same day. Mm-hmm. So it will again be practical and in an easy read, but that's what I am working on now.
So you're currently working on the second book.
I am.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Was it easier to start the second time because yes. you'd already done it before?
Yes. And so for me, for this second time, I'm literally having brainstorming sessions. So I'll write out different thoughts and I'll go back maybe next month or so and put everything together and flesh everything out. But for me, it just started with just write it out. Just get the thoughts out of your mind and then go from there.
Sounds like sermon writing to me. I think that it's good to hear from someone who has done what a lot of people want to do. And oftentimes, you know, our insecurities and all these various things, our fears, keep us from doing these things. And you're sharing today about how simple it was for you. And I know it wasn't easy, but it was not as difficult as you thought it was going to be.
Right.
And as you said, the hardest thing was actually sitting down and writing it. There may be some folks listening who want to write a book and they hear this and then they're encouraged, you know, to go ahead and get started. Sounds like what you're saying, just get started and go out there and get it done. So I want to thank you for taking out this time to talk to me today on our podcast. And her book is Be Bold, The 5 Tools. Let me make sure I got it right. For building self, to boost your self-confidence and be who God called you to be.
Yes.
5 Tools to Boost Your Self-Confidence and Be who God Called You to Be. And it's on Amazon. It's an ebook. You can download it. And it's very practical, very encouraging. And I'm very proud of you for this accomplishment. And I look forward to what God is going to do in the future. So we're getting ready to close now. Do you have any final words you'd like to share? Just a word of encouragement. What's on your heart today? Something you want to share with those who may be listening either now or years from now?
Well, again, thank you for this opportunity. This is humbling. It really, really is. One piece of advice would be to do right. Do it and trust God with the rest. So often we're so afraid of what comes after the book is released. We're so afraid of the process, but trust that if God planted it in you, he's going to make sure that it happens. And he's going to make sure that you are successful and that someone else will be blessed by your work.
Amen. Amen. Well, this is Pastor Sandra Dawson, and I want to thank you for listening to New Mount Calvary's official podcast, where we are here because we are growing in the word, growing in our worship, growing in our witness, and God has given us this platform to expand, to include audio content that can encourage you, inspire you, and challenge you. And I hope that you will join us for another episode in the future. You can subscribe to our podcast through Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. God bless you and God keep you. And we will talk to you next time.